Today, we have a very special episode for you. I'm Amanda Knapp, and I am the marketing coordinator at Parasol Alliance. If you didn't already know, we offer many different educational materials, white papers, blogs, case studies. We also have a thought leadership webinar series where we spend an hour with four industry experts who share technology solutions for the senior living industry. Recently, we published a white paper on how to solve staffing issues with technology. And we have Katie Jones today, our Director of Client Relationships, here to tell us more about it. Thanks for being on the show today, Katie.
Thanks for having me, Amanda.
Katie, what is the main purpose of this white paper and what are the essential points to remember?
Staffing challenges have been an ongoing issue in the senior living industry. While staffing has improved post-pandemic, staffing still remains a big challenge for most aging services communities. For the Staffing Challenges white paper, we surveyed over 5,600 end users from the senior living communities we have the pleasure of serving to better understand the staffing challenges they're experiencing and the unique methods they're using to tackle their own staffing obstacles. By sharing this data and the technology solutions featured in the white paper, we hope to help senior living communities reduce or even eliminate staffing challenges at their communities.
What positions did you find were the most difficult to hire for, and what were the recruiting challenges that the communities were facing?
Of the communities we serve and surveyed, 44% reported they have the most difficulty hiring CNAs for their communities. And then trailing close behind that, 31% of the communities reported nurses were the most challenging hire for them. Over half of these aging services providers stated recruiting as the biggest staffing challenge they have at their senior living community. 47% of these communities stated finding qualified candidates was the biggest recruiting challenge for them, and also not having enough people available to fill those positions was the second most common recruiting challenge reported.
Wow, that's some interesting data. What recruiting methods were the communities using?
So Indeed was used by more than half of the communities, with job fairs and applicant tracking systems being used by less than a quarter of the communities. Direct hiring was the preferred method used when it came to filling these positions, but some communities did use other supplemental hiring methods. Staffing agencies were used in a third of the communities, and only 6% of these communities stated they used employee referrals as a method for hiring, which is interesting because there are many communities who have referral-based programs that they can use to hire. Of the communities using employee referrals as a hiring method, more than half were offering a referral bonus. 31% offered sign-on bonuses, and 13% offered loyalty bonuses.
Yeah, I was also shocked when I heard that only 6% of the communities stated that they were using employee referrals, because I always felt like that was such a huge resource. Can you dive more into the community's turnover rates and if they were using any sort of retention and engagement strategy?
Almost half of the communities stated that they had a turnover rate between 60 and 70%, while almost 25% said that they have a turnover rate of more than 81%. So as you can see, turnover is very high in these communities, and some communities do perform exit interviews when their staff members leave, and they found that compensation was the number one reason for more than half of the staff leaving. Almost a third of the communities reported using spirit days as a unique employee retention and engagement strategy, but a majority of these communities did not have any sort of employee retention or engagement strategy. As far as the employee engagement tools they were using, almost all of the communities were using surveys to gain feedback from their staff. And only 12% of the communities are currently using a workforce management system
When you were conducting these surveys, did you find any unique approaches that people were using to overcome the staffing obstacles?
The communities that had a retention rate of over 70% had a lot of similarities. They all offered recruiting incentives. More than half offered sign-on bonuses. All communities increased their wages by more than 2% across the board. Two-thirds of the communities were using an engagement tool, and many were using an employee engagement app that was designed specifically for senior living.
Wow, that's really interesting. We recently featured an employee engagement app on another Raising Tech podcast episode, and they mentioned that senior living communities using their app actually increased their retention by 31%. Can you talk specifically about how technology is helping with the recruiting and staffing solutions?
Currently, there is a recruiting app available that will automatically post on job boards and social media when positions become available. It will also send automatic updates and reminders to keep the applicants engaged and even perform automatic background checks for potential candidates. There is also an app available that offers behavioral assessments for potential candidates and a private database for employees to save the applicants' information for future job openings. Another app available that's mentioned in the white paper is like an Uber for senior living communities. In that, pre-qualified candidates can pick up open shifts on a as-needed basis. This comes in handy for call-ins and reducing the amount of overtime for staff to help avoid staff burnout.
Are there any other ways that technology is helping with staff burnout? Because I know that is huge in the industry right now.
Yeah, absolutely. There is a wellness monitoring technology that uses biosensors to actually track a resident's daily health. These solutions include wearables and innovative, if you can believe it or not, toilet technology that detects irregularities and it alerts the senior living community's medical team when these changes in residents' health have happened. So this actually catches infections before the resident gets worse, and it saves time for the resident when it comes to recovery. A big one that we're hearing from every angle in senior living is robots. So, dining robots have been known to give staff more one-on-one time with residents. That actually improves employee engagement and helps with staff burnout because those robots are able to do the menial tasks. That way, the staff can spend more time communicating with the residents and bonding with them. And we know that greater experiences with those residents have a better outlook for the entire senior living community. We also found that dining robots have allowed some senior living communities to cut about two full-time positions. This is significant in helping reduce the strain that is caused by employed staff when you either can't fill open positions in the dining area or say you have someone that's out sick. We also found research that cleaning robots like vacuum and floor scrubbing robots that actually clean the baseboards can save up to 10 hours per day in housekeeping. And the good thing about that is you don't have to worry about robots calling in sick.
Wow, I wish I had a robot to clean my baseboards in my house. Is there anything else we haven't discussed that you would like to add today?
Yeah, so many communities are faced with high turnover rates and burnout staff, and technology can really help alleviate these issues in every way, leaving the residents and staff happier and altogether, a better community.
I couldn't agree more. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Amanda.
You can check out our white paper for more information and learn about the different solutions that we mentioned today. To hear more top technology trends in senior living, you can find us online at raisingtechpodcast.com, where you can see all of our episodes and contact us to provide feedback or submit an episode idea. We are on social media everywhere at Raising Tech Podcast. If you enjoyed Raising Tech, please leave us a review and share with a friend. As always, thank you for listening.